हरे थैंक यू ऑल फॉर असेंबलिंग हियर फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्कोर्स. सो टुडे वी अबाउट वर्स 49-50 फ्रॉम चैप्टर 4 ऑफ कांटो 6 श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड द टाइटल ऑफ चैप्टर इज हंसरुया प्रेयर्स. Before that, we also say in Loka Spaces. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Title of the chapter, Hamsa Guhya Prayers. So these are the prayers by offered by Daksha to Lord Vishnu. Of course, Hamsa Guhya. In purport, Prabhupada said that these prayers are not composed by Daksha, but they are in the scriptures and they indicate Hamsa Guhya. So Hamsa, son, Guhya. Guha is more of a secret that can't be understood that easily. So this song is known for its transcendental quality. If you pour milk into water, and swan knows how to just extract milk, not drink the dirty water. So this is a very important prayer by Daksha. Of course, today's verse is focused on different aspects, but we will see as we go along. So let us read verse 49 and 50 first. So there are two verses combined today. Sāve yadā mahādevo. Sāve yadā mahādevo. Mama vīryo parāvimitā. Mama vīryo parāvimitā. Mene kilam ivātmānam. Mene kilam ivātmānam. Udyataha sarga karmani. Udyataha sarga karmani. Atabe abhito devas. Atapo tapo yata darunam. Nama vishvasa srajo yusman. Yedanava asraja vibhuva. Seve yada mahadevo. Seve yada mahadevo. Mama virya pavavitaha. Nene kim ivatmanam. Udyataha sarga karmani. Seve yada mahadevo. Mama virya prabhavita. Nene kiram ivatmanam. Udyataha sarga karmani. Yada mahadevo. Mahavirya prabhavita. Nene kilam ivatmanam. Udyataha sarga karmani.
First
verse. The words that you can hear in the verse number 49, it is in the book or in your mobile phone. Okay, now let us read the word-to-word translation. So this is full, both verses. Saha,
Saha.
That Lord Brahma. Why?
Why?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yada.
Yada.
When?
When?
Mahadeva.
Mahadeva.
The chief of all the demigods.
The chief of all the demigods.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
My.
Viryo Pavramitaha.
Viryo Pavramitaha.
Being increased by the potency.
My increased by the potency.
Meme.
Meme.
Throat.
Throat.
Kilam.
Kilam.
Incapable.
Incapable.
Iva.
Iva.
That is.
That is.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Himself.
Himself.
Udayat.
Udayat.
Attempting. Sarva Karmani. Yogesh Prabhu is calling. Yogesh Prabhu. We have to put it to the lowest. Just get to shut down. No, so that no one will call me. I mean, they call, my mobile will not receive it. Sorry. Sarva Karmani. In the creation of the universal affairs.
In the creation of the universal affairs.
Artha. At that time.
At that time.
Me. By me.
By me.
Abhidaha.
Abhidaha.
Advised.
Advised.
Devaha.
Devaha.
That God Brahma.
Tapa.
Austerity.
Austerity.
Atapayata.
Atapayata.
Perform.
Perform.
Dharunam,
Dharunam,
extremely difficult. Nava, nine. Visvasrajya,
Visvasrajya,
important for service to create the universe. Yusman,
Yusman,
all of you. Yena,
Yena,
by whom? Ado,
so,
in the beginning. Asrajat,
Asrajat.
Created.
Created.
Vibhuha, the great. Adhaji, there is the class form. Sometimes everybody is calling me thinking that I can control. If it is class form, then it does. Okay, thank you. So we will read translation. When the chief lord of the universe, Lord Brahma, Swayambhu, having been inspired by my energy, was attempting to create, he thought himself incapable. Therefore, I gave him advice, and in accordance with my instruction, he underwent extreme difficult austerities. Because of these austerities, the great Lord Brahma was able to create 9 personalities, including you, to help him in the function of creation. Okay, this is the statement by Lord Vishnu to Daksha. Okay, so from that perspective you can understand what is me means, what is you means. Okay, so let us see the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is possible without tapasya. Lord Brahma, however, was empowered to create this entire universe because of his austerities. The more we engage in austerities, the more we become powerful by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, Rasabhadev advised his sons, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Satvam Sudare. Once to engage in penance and austerity, to attain the divine position of universal service. But such activity one's heart is purified. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Verse number 1. In our material existence, we are impure, and therefore we cannot do anything wonderful. But if we purify our existence by tapasya, we can do wonderful things by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, tapasya is very important, as first in this verse. Om Ajnana Trinidandasya Jnananja Sadakaya Chakshur Vimutam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhudartam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So let us read this translation again and try to understand some of the key points that are emphasized by Lord Vishnu to Daksha. Please repeat after me. When the chief Lord of the universe, Lord Brahma, Swayambhu, having been inspired by my energy, was attempting to create, he thought himself incapable. Therefore, I gave him advice in accordance with my instruction. He underwent extreme difficult austerities. Because of these austerities, the great Lord Brahma was able to create 9 personalities, including you, to help him in the function of creation. Just to set in context, this whole, those of you who are regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam clubs, so you know the context. Anyway, so this prachetas, so they performed severe austerities, and when they came back, they finished their austerity and came back. When they came back, they saw whole world is filled with forest. And they couldn't even find a way to go from that austerity place to their kingdom. So what did they do? So because of their austerity, they achieved great unique siddhis. And today it's all about austerity. And through austerities, one can perform wonderful things. And they can be very powerful. So these prachetas also became very powerful, and they burned some of the trees to make a way for them to go from the place of the tapasya to the kingdom. Of course, they did not please Soma. Soma is a moon god. So moon god explained to them they should actually take care of these trees as their citizens, their sons and daughters. You know, their duty is to protect. Then finally, Soma also presented to them one apsara girl. So I am pleased with all of you here in the Apsaragar, get married and create progenies. And the Prachetas married, and then as a result of their union with this Apsara born Daksha. And when we say Daksha, usually we refer to Daksha as a father of Sati, correct? So Daksha, that is normally most of us understand Daksha. And of course, we know Daksha's and activities. And Daksha became a father-in-law of Lord Shiva. And Sati was married to Lord Shiva, and Daksha became father-in-law of Lord Shiva. And of course, Daksha was not that much impressed by the previous Daksha, not Daksha of the Daksha in previous life. Okay, so he was not that much impressed by his son-in-law. So there are many incidents where, so that's expected, also to, you know, respect him or stand up whenever Daksha comes up. Imagine, Daksha comes up inside and imagine I am father-in-law to Daksha, and the Daksha expects me to stand up and show business to him. Even in material world also we will do that. But anyway, Daksha expected. So, but Shiva didn't do it because Shiva thought if I do it, that person's life will actually decrease. So Shiva is afraid. But he happened to marry Sati, his daughter, but he is still a supreme, higher than Daksha. So therefore he didn't do it, but Daksha, you know, took it offense. Then he performed one great yajna where he would invite everyone except Shiva. Actually Shiva's family. That is Shiva and Sati. So, but however, Sati decided that she wanted to go to his father's house, no need to invite them to go. So she went there and Shiva was not respected, and as a result, she, by her yogic power, she has did all of the tapas. And just by simply by yogic power, she sat down like this in meditation and burnt her body. Can you do that? Sometimes we sit down and become very angry. Right? In anger, of course, sometimes we also tremble, but maybe not able to burn body. But Sati anyway did it due to the yogic tapas. And today is about tapas. Prabhupada is emphasizing about tapas only. So then afterwards, Shiva heard about this incident and immediately came along with Aris Shivagana. Then there was a big fight between this Shivagana and, of course, Daksha's party, and then finally. They killed Daksha. So when Daksha was killed, so what happened? So everybody reflected, Shiva, please do something about it, bring him back to life. So Shiva said, no problem, just go there on the way, go in the direction, and whichever living being or animal you find it, cut its neck and bring it back. So they happened to find a goat, I think. So they brought and then Shiva, fixed that goat face to the body. Because this was cut off and thrown into Yajna Kunda, burnt it, so he can't do it anymore. But so Shiva is able to perform that surgery. Correct? So these days people are doing surgery of replacing kidney by kidney of pig or something. Correct? For that time, Shiva is able to perform that operation successfully. And both patient is saved and operation is successful. This is not like here, oh, operation is successful but patient is dead. But whereas here, patient is successful, I mean operation is successful but also patient is also not dead, living. So, that's here. Of course, now he is with goat, face, didn't like it, so he just gave up his life also. That was the life. Then the same Daksha appeared. Here, as son of the Prasadas. Of course, Daksha usually also want to procreate more and more living entities. In fact, in aim of performing this tapas here at Vindhya Mountains, I think this Vindhya Mountains was in Kerala. Kerala is one of the states in South India, and they call themselves as a God's own country. If you are someone going to do tour of Kerala, so they promote it as a God's own country. Okay, this is a country of God, so there is a very famous deity within their state capital, Trivandrum. Trivandrum is now called Thiruvananthapuram. Thiruvananthapuram, so Lord Padmanabha. So that is where he performed great tapas. Then when Lord Vishnu appeared, so he offered these prayers, which are called as Hamsa Guya prayers, very beautiful prayers in praise of Lord Vishnu. So if you read his prayer, prayers, so very enlightening. So he explains every verse he prepared to listen to Lord Vishnu. So he states prayer and then prays to praise of Jesus. So so then of course Lord Vishnu knows the desire of this Daksha. Daksha's desire is to create many prisoners. So he grants him a peace in the next verse, which I am not reserving it for the next speaker, because there will be deep aspect to discuss there. So he grants him, then also he explains him. So today's verse is about, he explained in the yesterday that Lord Brahma, who is appeared for the purpose of creation, and of course all the Daksha and others are made to assist Lord Brahma in that process. So yesterday it was said that, you know, this Lord Brahma is the source of you. That is, Lord Brahma is source of Daksha. Actually, all of us are source of, Brahma is source of all of us through many, many chains. But here, so he said directly, so who is your source? And this Brahma is not Brahmic, not born of a material mother. Unlike us, so everybody is appeared from Yoni. So whereas Brahma appeared from the Lord's navel, and the lotus flower, then Brahma appeared there. So he is a spiritual. So from this birth, he is not a material mother. So he is a son of Vishnu in that place. So in today's verse, this glorifies Brahma, and how he is able to gain that potency to create all the divinities. So, Lord here says that Lord Brahma, having been inspired by energy, was attempt to create. He thought himself incapable. You know, creating so many divinities in this universe is not easy. Just creating one is so difficult. So these days, maximum we can create two. Correct? So two kids. And some fortunate ones can create three. So that is for austerity. We have to come to Mangalarti every day, then we can create three. Okay? And others only two. And many others are, not even one. So this place where we are living, Albert Park, on average, zero. Or maybe one maximum. Okay? Anyway, so he wanted to create. So he was inspired by Lord Vishnu's energy. But however, he thought himself incapable of creating. So therefore, Lord Vishnu gave him advice. So he took his advice according to the instruction of Lord Vishnu, and he underwent extreme austerities. So because of the austerity, so he was able to create 9 personalities, including the Daksha. We will discuss what are those 9 personalities. So I was actually, after reading this verse, I thought we will have those 9 personalities, my job will be easy. So then I knew that we have other, regular attendees of Srimad Bhagavatam, they will definitely ask if I don't explain who are the 9 personalities. So therefore, I also have to do some little tapas to find out who are those 9 personalities, and I understand both, because the job of those 9 personalities is to create more further. Correct? Daksha is not someone who is satisfied just simply by creating himself and, but he also expects all his sons to create. All his sons and daughters to create more and more, so therefore they can fill this universe with living entities. And then when we see this purport, Prabhupada is emphasizing not so much about 9 personalities, but his tapas is more about the tapas. And he starts with Prabhupada, nothing is possible without tapas. So if you want to accomplish great feat in your life, you must perform tapas. Whether it is material accomplishment or spiritual accomplishment. There are 2 activities you can perform. So in this world, in human form of life, so of course, in those who are not in human form of life, most of them are performing material activities or animalistic activities. But those who are in human form of life, apart from performing material activities, they can also perform spiritual activities. And in either of them, we have to perform the first. Austerity is very, very important. And if you want to win a medal in Olympics, not any medal, not iron medal, bronze medal, you want to win gold medal. If you want to win gold medal, you have to perform so much austerities. And they perform practice, for example, if you are a runner, many there. So they perform ashtanga from their childhood only. Like our that small boy, he will be asked to run from his home to here, at Mangalarati. Otherwise, parents will come in car. So if you do that austerity every day, very sincerely, and able to reach faster than them, and actually here he can reach faster. If you come by running from the house to here, and so he can reach faster compared to the car, because car you have to go through this and that, traffic and service some areas, whereas the person can run fast. But if you really practice, and one day he will run within 10 seconds, cover this from there to here. Correct? That has to be necessary. And has to be performed for almost 20 years, then you will be able to possibly qualify to run and then qualify to win that medal. So like that you can look at many other aspects in our life. Austerity is very important for successful in material world, and austerity is also important to be successful in spiritual. So first,
so Lord Brahma, however, was empowered to create the entire universe because of austerity.
You know, Lord Vishnu simply didn't say, oh God, create. Right?
So here they also gave him instruction. Perform the tapas, and he performed, as a result he will create. So
Prabhupada is saying, the more we engage in austerity, the more powerful we become by the grace of Lord. The more you perform austerity, you become more powerful. Not only by your austerity, but you also need grace of Lord. This is very, very important. If you think you perform austerity, you will achieve some Ashta Siddhis, then through Ashta Siddhis you might be able to walk on the water. You have seen people who are walking on the water? Yeah, you will be able to walk on water. But that only creates pride, and the pride will become source of problem. But if you have a grace of Lord, then the pride will go away. Right? So even in case of Brahma, in Kanto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Kanto 2, chapter 9, so there is a vision by citing Lord's vision, that Vishnu's vision, and there also Brahma is praying to Lord Vishnu. If we follow the instruction and perform austerity, then he was blessed by Lord Vishnu to be able to create. Not only just blessing, he also handshaked him. Imagine, Narakesari, I handshake you. Then you feel very happy and feel like, oh, I am your friend, right? So, like Lord Vishnu handshake Brahma. So, Brahma, of course, was very happy. When he touched Supreme Lord, who is Satchidananda, when you touch a Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda Murti, what do you get? If you touch that electricity, wire, right? Go outside and touch electricity, what do you get? Electricity shock. Isn't it? Or take one iron piece and insert into that hole. I haven't seen what he is doing here, but we used to eat our hole. In our village. But not with iron. If you touch iron, electricity will be sharp, it will be burnt out. So you only left with one body. But we used to take a wet stick. If you take a wet stick and touch, you will get mild cells like this. You have to see. Okay, these are some videos for kids to explore. So here, Brahma, Lord Vishnu handshake Brahma, and Brahma got so much of energy, supreme, Satchit Ananda. So he was happy, and Lord, graced by grace, Lord has blessed him. And the handshake, he was very happy. But he felt that this might, lead to my pride. So therefore, before he falls down, he knows that. Now that he was a Veda, he's an expert in Veda. So he knows that this kind of ability that you gain can be a source of pride. So he requested God, please This is my special prayer. You blessed me, you accept me as my your friend. I am very grateful to you. But please, please, I pray that under no circumstances I develop this pride. This is very, very important. Pride is the source of all the downfall. In everywhere, in the material world, in the spiritual world, everywhere. So pride. Because of pride only we are here. Now all we are doing is praying to God every day by through chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that let our ego be disappeared from our from ourselves. As long as our ego is there, you will not be qualified to go back to Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. Correct? Professor? Yeah, we have to give up. Only soul can go. Our false ego, our intelligence, material intelligence and this mind. So these three things, as long as they are with us, will be here. In some form, some body will be here. So it is all our effort, chanting is all about how to leave this false ego, how to leave this mind and how to leave the intelligence here. And if you have the ability to separate yourself, your self and your soul from these three things, you are already Nitya Siddha. So Nitya Siddha, here, then when you leave this body, you will Nitya Siddha back to Supreme God's kingdom. So this is very, very important. So all our prayers is about how do we remove that pride. It is not about becoming boss on, boss on, boss on. Correct? Eventually we want to become boss on, boss on, boss on. You want to boss up all the bosses. Correct? That's the goal of life. Eventually, isn't it? So we think I want to be the best professor in the world. So best of all the best. But in spiritually we want to become dasan, dasan, dasa. That we want to become dasa, dasa, dasa. So there is a direct dasa of Lord Sri Krishna. But we want to become dasa, many of the dasa, the final dasa. And if you are a final dasa of all the dasas, you are the highest position actually spiritually. But whatever you reverse. So whatever other reverse. Anyway, so this powerful, he became powerful by the grace of Lord. So therefore, Rasabhadeva advised his sons. So Rasabhadeva, you know, in Kanto Palli, during lockdown. So this Kanto Palli was covered in lockdown. So as a result, only our ashrama vasis. Nowadays, there are some ashrama vasis are number one ashrama. There are multiple ashramas here, correct? There is one away here. So here, so our ashrama brahmacharis used to attend. I think Priya Mataji also used to attend. Then, so I attended by holding the Lord's, instrument, which is camera. Correct? You can't come through this body. You have to be instrument, catch some instrument, so that you can broadcast Lord's glory, Srimad Bhagavatam. So through that, I was able to come here. So I still thank that instrument and everyone who made it possible. Okay, so somehow managed to come. So I was able to attend his teachings of Lord Asadeva to his sons. Very powerful. Something you must remember. And the first one is the most powerful one. So he says, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Suhardai. Once you engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service, by such activity one's heart is purified. So it is all about purifying our heart. Our heart we want to purify. And so here Lord Asura says, by engaging in austerity, you can purify your heart. So of course, what is this austerity is something you understand very important. So before this, what is actually this is just a partial. But if you look at the full verse, that is very interesting. So the full verse, this is just a one statement from the verse. So the full verse to read is Lord Sri to his son, my dear boys, of all living entities who have been accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded the human form of life should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available to even for dogs and dogs that eat. So Brahma's job is to create all the living entities in the material world. And among them, some of them are awarded human form of life. Okay, we will see more detail about the Brahma's creation and type of cities. First we will focus on Prabhupada's purport. I'm sure Prabhupada knows what is best for us. Otherwise we will get distracted. But we will come to that point also. So, among all the living entities that are created, living entities who accepted material bodies, and one who is awarded this human form of life, should not work day and night simply for sense gratification. And of course, here also they say that this sense gratification is available to dogs and hogs that eat too. Of course, it is available to all the living entities. According to Prabhupada, the sense gratification, sexual life of dogs or cats or humans is absolutely safe. That's what Prabhupada says. I cannot endorse, I mean, I do not know. But I have to believe what Prabhupada says. So I trust. And what Prabhupada is saying that whatever the sense gratification pleasure that one is seeking is same. Whether one is in dog's body, hog's body, or snake body, or pigeon body, or demon body, whatever kind of the body, or even this body, so the same. The same level of pleasure, nothing more, or nothing less. So if human is simply working day and night just for sense gratification, what is the use? Useless. So that is why he says, he is advising his 100 sons not to engage that day and night working so hard for gratification. Instead, they should engage in performing austerity. Why austerity? Perform austerity to achieve divine position. So we have to perform some austerity to earn little money to maintain our body and soul together, and also have sufficient energy to come to the temple, sufficient energy to chant. If you don't have energy, do not worry. So temple will give prasada. Right? I think on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance day, so Anita Prabhu was asking, why are you performing puja? Narendra Rishi, I remember. He said, we perform puja so that we can get prasada.
No, it was exactly like that.
That is one of the benefits.
Is
that correct?
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. By God's
grace,
we get prasada.
Yeah. The final we get prasada by grace, right? So because we offer to Lord, we offer everything to Lord. He's very kind. He will give us back. Not just simply give back. He will sanctify. So when we eat, no karma. So simply we become powerful. So anyway, so to attain divine position, these austerities, the goal of austerities of human life. Primarily to attain divine position. So divine position of devotional service, that is bhakti. The position of bhakti, you want to become bhakta. Correct? So that is emphasized. So in our material existence, now we are in human. So Prabhupada says, in our material existence, our material consciousness, our consciousness is impure, therefore we are impure. Therefore, we cannot be anything wonderful. So, but if by purifying our existence by tapas, we can do wonderful things by the grace of Lord. So, whatever wonderful things we do by the grace of Lord. And to achieve, to get that grace of Lord, we have to perform devotional service. And this is what, you know, advice to sons of, God's very advice to his sons. Okay, the first son of Rasadevi is Bharatmara. Yeah, so there is there are a lot of stories come there. So anyway, so here Lord Rasadevi advised that they should not work day and night so hard simply for some reason. Instead, use their time and effort to perform austerity and attain the divine position of devotional service. So that is what is. So if you assume that position, then you can perform simply wonderful things. So therefore, the first is very important as trust in this verse. So Prabhupada is emphasizing. So much about tapas and importance of trust, tapas, and through tapas we attract grace of God, blessings of God, then we can do wonderful things and you become a wonderful person and you will have wonderful power, wonderful ability. You will have so much of wonderful ability that you can sell the Srimad Bhagavatam to anyone in Melbourne. Yeah, someone is able to sell books simply, wonderfully. Why is that? It's because of his full trust in God, his full determined dedication on Lord Shiva. Then performing austerities like getting up morning at 4 o'clock and being in temple at 4:30, then attending Mangalarati, then chanting, then gives enormous of energy. Materially, the Einstein's theory of relativity that says E equal to mc squared. You can study this theory, this formula, E equal to mc squared, materially. Right? You heard about E equal to mc squared? Yes? No, not yet. Very good. Maybe you have some sense. It is a matter of time. So you must somehow remember this E equal to mc squared. And if you can know this E equal to mc squared, materially you will be considered a complete person. Not just knowing, understanding. Realizing the meaning. Okay? But we can also see this equal in square spiritually. So let us say this energy is spiritual energy. We are interested in spiritual energy, not material energy, isn't it? So God has external energy, that is material energy, and antaranga shakti, that is spiritual energy. So you have a choice. You can run your life, lead your life in spiritual energy of God or in material energy of God. So materially E equal to mc squared, spiritually also E equal to mc squared. And what is that E equal to mc squared? Spiritual energy, E, equal to mc squared. What is m?
Material.
Mangalarti. Right? Then the C, C squared is C. What is C?
Chanting.
What do we say there?
Chanting.
Chanting. So if you can have this with us, Mangalarti and chanting. If you do just one chanting, Lord enhance it. He says MC squared. Correct? Say MC squared. You do only chanting. Mangalarti and chanting. But because you are doing, Lord will amplify it. That is, choir is added. Right? So, if you do 10 times chanting, square, 10 square, how much?
10 square, 1000?
10 into 10?
100.
Correct? 100 times. So, yes, by doing one time chanting, you will one time only. One square is one. But at least two times. Two square, two into two, four times. And if you do 16 times? 16 into 16? Nowadays, the first time you've heard of a teacher, ask him 16 to 16, and if you can't answer immediately, he will take one danda, speak and beat him.
256?
Yeah, so big, big number. So, 16 of a chanting. After attending Mangalarti, you will give so much of spiritual potency and energy, you will be able to do simply wonderful things. Whether you are distributing a book, or going and attending a class in this Middle Park Primary School, or Upper Park High School, or University of Melbourne, wherever it is, or going to work. So you will be able to perform simply wonderful, nobody will complain on you. You are going with the consciousness, pure consciousness, and the work is assigned to you, also perform with sincerity. When you perform with sincerity, people already appreciate you. Is that it? Correct? And if you, your teacher is explaining to you, and if you hear attentively their teachings, then you will become dear to them. Is that it? When you become dear to them, even if you don't write well in the exam, they will give you grace marks, just like God is giving grace. Yeah, it's very, very important. So sincerity, determine. Determine not to fall asleep. Just because you attended Mangala Arati, that won't give you grant that you can sleep in the school. You must be awake there. Right? Attentively, more attentively than the other kids. They're very, very important. So that is the power that you get through E equal MC square. You remember now? Yes. You should be able to now write the essay on E equal MC square. Write it tomorrow. So we finish today and then come back. Yeah? How this E equal MC square is true? And then what are the practices we need to perform to make that truly happen? And of course, this austerity is so nicely explaining nectar of devotion. So what is the nectar of devotion in Sanskrit? Name of the title of the book? Upadeshamrita. Upadesha is instruction. Nectar. Amrita Upadesha. Upadeshamrita. So which we call nectar instruction. This small book with around 12 instructions. 12, right? Nectar. Very small book, very thin book. The smallest book that you can ever read by Srila Prabhupada is nectar instruction. Correct? If you cannot read Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm recording this in Zoom, so for the benefit of those in Zoom. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is just one canto. Likely there are 16 cantos. Okay, that will be very difficult. But you can simply read a nectar instruction. In nectar instruction, so who is the author of nectar instruction? Sri Rupa Goswami. Have you seen him? There. So his blessing, the moment you sit down there, so you have a blessing from Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami said, in the first verse of nectar instruction, a sober person who can tolerate the others to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger and urges of the tongue, belly and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So by performing austerity, he can become a Jagat Guru. Right? The master of the universe, master of this jagat. So this is a very, very important austerity. And the austerity, essentially, what is this austerity at first? It's primarily, performing certain, following certain principles in methodical way, in a systematic manner. It's austerity. So why do we perform austerities? To revive our original consciousness, especially spiritual austerity. The goal of spiritual austerity is to revive our original consciousness. We have consciousness, which is material. By performing certain austerities, we can revive our original consciousness, that is God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. What are those austerity principles? Certain principles we follow. At least Prabhupada says four evil principles. No meat eating.
No gambling.
No intoxication, no gambling, no relationships. So Prabhupada gave these very simple austerities. By performing the simple austerities, one becomes very powerful. Simply because he will lose interest in sense gratification and then shift that interest towards spirituality. Correct? You can either be, we say, Maya shelter or you can be Krishna shelter. If you are not in Maya Sankta, then you will come to Krishna Sankta. If you are in Krishna Sankta, you will not go to Maya Sankta. So either way. So one can. So these are principles, austerity principles, following is actually great tapasya for us. Coming to Mangalarati is a great tapasya for us, isn't it? So unless they were trained from their birth, like this, Shiva is one of the brother is there. So they are trained right from birth, that's why they are able to come to Mangalarati. But whereas I am not that much trained, so therefore very difficult for them to come. It's a great accomplishment. So possibly only on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, I will perform some austerities and appear there. That's all. But it is a great accomplishment. So those work you are doing, so with a great achievement, simply wonderful, and you have a lot of grace. And here is a, you become a wonderful person. and you perform wonderful activities. Now these austerities that Rupa Gopi is talking about, austerity of tongue, vacha, vega. So this tongue that we have got, what does tongue want to do? Yeah, so it wants to either talk something, eat something, right? So tongue business. So performing, so here Rupa is asking you to not to speak. He is saying if you speak about God glories. If you want to use your tongue, you chant holy name of God. And of course tongue has to taste very tasteful, palatable, food. So then why don't you taste prasada, Krishna prasada. Otherwise, if you don't do the thing, then you will do all the nonsense. You want to talk? What do you want to talk? If you don't talk about Krishna, you talk about all the gossiping, criticizing others, correct? Or maybe reading, or you can read, use tongue to read Srimad Bhagavatam. If you don't read Srimad Bhagavatam or the scriptures, what do you read? You read some newspaper about politics, what is happening here, what is happening there, all the nonsense things. That is austerity of tongue. Then austerity of mind. The mind also has to perform austerity. So you know that when you are chanting, even though you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra through tongue, but then mind is not in place. Mind is going somewhere else. So bringing back the mind and chanting is austerity. And of course, the best austerity can be if you close your eyes, mind has to be engaged, you can't keep quiet. So maybe you can just simply imagine how the Lord is doing today. Right? You close and then now you have full view up and then you can chant by closing eyes. Austerity of tongue, austerity of mind. Then this anger. Anger also comes. When does anger come?
When someone annoys you.
When your desires are not fulfilled. Right? You become angry at your mother? Sometime. Yeah, sometime you have certain expectation for that you can not fulfilled. Things are not happening your way. Like your brother is not listening, not following the way you want to. Right? Then we become anger. So this anger can also be used in service of God, if necessary. Generally we should be peaceful. Krishna conscious person is always peaceful. Correct? So even if someone snaps you on the left side, you right side. That is the real conscious person. If the devotee comes and snaps you, you don't hit back. Correct? He's grabbing you to, reform. Maybe read some mistakes or sins or committed, so he has to teach you. So here, for example, Hanuman. Hanuman also, when this Ravana kidnapped Sita Mata, so he was also very angry. In anger, he performed such a great feat that very difficult to perform. Correct? Even Arjuna also. Arjuna has to fight so hard in battlefield. In battlefield, taking this arrow and aiming at Guru and hitting him, hitting that his grandfather, Bhishma. See, grandfather was looking after his Arjuna very lovingly. But in war, you have to be angry and hit with energy, high energy. Correct? So, anger in this should be used. Not all the time. When these impious things are happening, to establish dharma, we have a duty. So, in the Vyasa Yadra of Lord Krishna, you have to perform with that, not all the time. Okay? So, there is anger. So, then of course, arjas of tongue, belly, and senses. These also are part of arjas. And if you can tolerate all these arjas, you are qualified to become a spiritual master of the universe. So, this Brahma, we are talking about Brahma. So, Brahma is able to create so many entities. And also, he is also spiritual master of this universe. The supreme spiritual master of this universe is Lord Brahma. Correct? So we say, so we are coming from Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. So Brahma Sampradaya. The first spiritual master is Brahma. After that, there are many other. So if you do not know, please open Srimad Bhagavatam. No, it's a Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada has given list of teachers coming in the line of Lord Brahma. You heard about? In the first chapter of the page, so there is a list of
And the listing is there. So you can see the list, part of introduction. Anyway, go through slowly, starting from Brahma, then we have many other acharyas, then up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, then various other acharyas, then finally Prabhupada, then of course we have Guru too. Right? This is the listing section, it goes to Brahma. Brahma is the supreme spiritual master. So apart from perform the tapas, then he also achieved blissful life. Right? So he was eternal and he is a spiritual person, he is not brought from primitive mother. So now this nine personalities are created by Brahma. So let me discuss very brief. So nine personalities are created by Brahma. So this is actually explained in Varaha Purana. In Varaha Purana, you know Varaha, why did Varaha appear? When this Hiranyaksha pushed mother out to the Patala Loka, so no, Varaha appeared, right? In Satyavata. So he ran with dust, he is able to lift Mother Earth and put it in its right position. Then obviously Mother Earth Prithvi, she was very impressed and you know prayed to Lord, acknowledging and thanking him, but also requested, oh Lord, please tell me about this creation. How are this universe created? How are all these created? Please tell me more. Also tell me about yourself. Who are you? She didn't recognize Varadev. So Varadev, no problem. So he opened his mouth. Inside his mouth, see Prithvi, his mother and saw many universes and so many living entities, and she got frightened. You know, even Arjuna got frightened when Lord Krishna has shown Vishwarupa to him. Arjuna also got frightened, right? Then he said, okay, no problem, let me come back to my two-headed form. It was a two-headed form. So then he became a bit peaceful and noisily sends God. Similarly, that happened to Mother Earth also. So at that time, so this Varadev, he also his original form. What is the original form? Narayana form. Just like Varimana and the Sisha. Vishnu form. So then she became peaceful. Oh, he is my supreme God. So anyway, meanwhile, because he asked question on this creation, he talked about creation by Lord Vishnu, but finally he came to his assignment to Brahma. So Brahma was assigned task of creating these nine type of entities. The, you know, Brahma, when he started creating, he is unable to create. So he assigned this verse. You know, he got frustrated. When you are got frustrated, what happens? Anger comes. In that fury, in that anger, he created Rudra. Right? That's the first type of entity that Brahma has created. From his furious situation. That's why Shiva is always with Trishu. Correct? If somebody is not listening, he will put that Trishu into the body of the person. So Brahma, that is Rudra. Then the second one is Prajapati. How is the Prajapati created? You know, you have this left leg and right leg, and there is a big toy. From the right leg, big toy, this Prajapati was created. And only Prajapati is not enough. Prajapati also need a wife. Isn't it? So he created Prajapati also. From where? Not from the right, but the left leg, big toy. So because he, Brahma, you know, is a spiritual being. So he can create all those just from the mind, from the left toy, from the right toy, the big toy. So now we got three. Rudra, Prajapati and Prajapati also. Of course, Rudra also does his creation and Prajapati also created many other. But we have to look at only Brahma's creation, not the sub-creation. So then they also created five types of avidyas. Correct? So false knowledge. So in this world we also have false knowledge. Who created? You think you created the false knowledge? No. This false knowledge was created to keep us in this place. Those are five types of part, you know. Avidyas are created. So those five types are you know, detail to discuss, but we will skip just right up with this. So if you want to know, for example, tamas, darkness is created. That's why we have got night time. Moha, attachment. You have some attachment? No? No attachment? Because person? Very good. Mahamoha. Not just attached, sambar, maha has been attached. So Mahamoha is created by. Then Tamisra. Tamisra means jealousy. Sometimes we become jealous of others. Correct? This was created. Then of course Andamisra, anger. So these are the five types of avidas created. Then the fifth one is Moksha Sarga, fifth type of entity or thing that Brahma created. Moksha. So this is Moksha Sarga is like immovable things, things that can't move, like trees, mountains, so that created. Okay. The sixth one is Tirag Stotra. That is animals that is part of that beings with four legs, like dogs, cat, cow, lion, correct? Tiger. So all those with four legs, immovable and movable. Movable with two legs, then movable with four legs, movable with two legs. Of course, then the sixth one is Sattvic Sarga. So these are deities. So who were all virtuous by nature, deities. Like this. Then the seventh one is human beings. And we are all under that category, human beings. Of course, human beings are three types. Those who are devoid of goodness and passion, ignorance, that is a separate discussion itself, but in human beings. So the eighth one is Anugraha Sarga. So once human beings are created, human beings are also be regularly, taught with good knowledge, how to behave, how to live life, how to be successful. So for that many sages and hermits. So those Anugrahas are there. So they are the one who will give prediction for well-being of this world. So like Narada Muni. Then finally ninth one is Kaumara Sarga. Adolescent beings, just like this Kumaras, for example. So these are the nine type of personalities that are created by Brahma. Of course, usually when we say that, like major 12 sons of Brahma, we read, but they are under the Kumara of this category, but there are many other, not just those great sons of Brahma, but all other living beings, animals, humans, then movable things, immovable things, Prajapatis, Rudra. So these are nine capacities are created by Brahma, and these are part of actually Varaha Purana. If you go through Varaha Purana in depth, you will find many of these. Yeah. So this pride, this aspect of pride is something very important, because today there are more kids here than adults. So I thought I should say something about something to appeal these kids. Okay? So we all kids come with pencil and pen. You have pencil? Write picture, very good. Okay, what is the color of the pencil? Yeah. So when you buy this pencil, so they are this height, correct? Same height. With over time, maybe you have pencil like this. What does it mean? So this pencil is more used compared to this other, correct? So if it is more used, this is experienced pencil. This is experienced pencil, this is just beginner. Correct? Like your mother and baby. Right? So what does this mother do? Mother always gives you some instruction. So this experienced pencil is telling the big pencil, don't become pride. Don't become too pride. Why does this person become pride? Because it thinks, now I am able to create such a beautiful picture. Correct? So you have drawn the picture. So now, can this pencil become pride? It can become pride. But actually, who is the cause of that creation of that picture? You, not the pencil. Then you. So therefore, this pencil is like an instrument in the hand of someone. So similarly, when we perform some study, if you become pride, if you become pride, what happens? They become downfall.
Instead, if you accept that you are simply an instrument in the hand of the Lord, by His grace you are able to accomplish wonderful things, then you know you can be peaceful and happy forever. Correct? So therefore the first lesson is that don't become pride. You are simply an instrument, and because of grace of Lord, you are able to perform great accomplishment. Even by grace of God, you are able to come to Mangalarti and perform attend Mangalarti and do chanting. If you think that now I will come to Mangalarti, I am the greatest devotee in Bhagavan, Australia, and then go out to that pride, what will happen? Fall down. Just like no, from top to bottom, from peak to, that is the first lesson. Correct? Yeah. And then, with this instant we draw. So, while drawing, suppose if I draw like this 100 times, what happens? The lead finishes. Or even before. So the quality of picture that you are drawing, is it depends on the outside color of the pencil? This green color, red color, different color. It depends on what?
The
quality of light, correct? So therefore, inner virtue is more important than outside color. Outside dress color like yellow kurta, red dress, or white. Correct? Or white shirt, or blue shirt. So, similarly here, the quality, inner quality of lead is important for drawing a nice picture. For us, inner virtue is more important than outside. So, I am not saying that you go Nanda. I am not saying that you just don't wear any dress and come here. You wear a dress, but do not worry about too much about the color of the dress. So, that is why these brahmacharis or devotees don't want to worry too much. That's why they just wear white shirt, white dhoti, that's it. Imagine if you go to shop. So maybe you spend 2 hours just to choose red color sari, green color sari, yellow color sari, a pattern, so much of time. But if you simply step to your white one, say you finish, okay, one color, no problem. Maybe you can say brand, but just one color, no need to worry about the color business. Otherwise, we have to wear that color, see how it looks to me. If I wear on this special day like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance day, how does it look like? How many people can see me? So all those things start to come into our mind. So it's better to be focused on that internal. Next, so when you are drawing, if you draw for 1 or 2 days, what happens? The lead will finish. If you try to draw, what happens? The paper may be torn. I think, correct? What do you do? At that time you can take the sampler and sample it. Similarly, in our devotional life, we also become sometimes morose, dull. Isn't it? You are chanting Mangalarti, but some you are not able to do, or maybe you don't want to be chanting anymore. So you need to be charged. Devotee also need to be charged. So we hear sometimes devotees when they perform 1 year seva in the temple, our temple say, why don't you go for 3 weeks to Mayapur or Vrindavan? So there by 2-3 weeks of visit to Mayapur or Vrindavan, you become charged. Come back and again you start distributing 1,000 books per day. Is that it? Are you also? We are here and you start doing that. Correct? So regular recharging is important. Then while drawing the picture, you make a mistake. What do? You cry about it? No crying. Instead you take a eraser. Eraser part. Like if you are drawing, say, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Asandari Mataji has drawn the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Correct? So our drawings are Kapala Nitra. Something small is close up. What does artists do? They take like this, eraser and eraser and make it clear. Similarly, in our life also we make mistakes. It happened and nothing can be done. We can't do anything about it. Happened is happened. So what do? Correct. Next time, don't make a mistake and then you slowly move on. Right? Everyone has made a mistake. That is why we are here. Everyone who is in this world, in this material world, in Australia, in India, in this earth, or entire universe, everyone has made some mistakes because of that they are here. Now we are in the rectification mode. So focus on rectification. By performing these four things, by adopting these four lessons, so we can make our life successful and live successfully with it, materially successfully. Okay? Is that clear? So to summarize, so we discussed about blessings of Lord Vishnu to Daksha. And because of the blessing and Astrid is able to create all those nine type of entities. And you remember this one? Rudra, Prajapatis, Prajapati Vai, then immovable things, moveable things, human beings, correct? Rishis, what is it? Yeah, like the nine we discussed. Then of course we discussed about this, the glories of all positions, simply whatever thing that you can do because of the spirit. Okay, then finally we saw the story of pencils, correct? So I'm sure you remember this pencil story, that's enough. Okay, with this let me stop here. So thank you all for hearing patiently. You have some question? No? No question. But you are raising hand. You have doubt, no problem. No, actually, when you have a doubt, we simply have a habit of raising hand. In school, that's what we do. Because it is concerned by raising hand, oh, you know, it is, I understood it very nicely, now I can ask a question. Or sometimes they understood everything, they are only talking, they are just happy with that. Okay, any other question from you?
Happy.
Happy? Alright, so just keep performing austerity. You know, make this E equal to MC square successful in your life. Then everything is glorious, simply wonderful. Okay? Thank you very much for attending the class. Hare Krishna.